Well, the United States is in the final stretch of their very expensive campaign and the closing arguments. For Biden, it's COVID. You have failed. Over 220,000 Americans are dead. You are a failure. For Trump, it's you are corrupt. And supporting by news organizations like Fox, there's been a series of allegations all around Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, who first they alleged that he got big money from Ukraine and that Joe Biden had a Ukrainian prosecutor fired to help his son, even though this prosecutor was corrupt. Internationally, people wanted this guy gone anyway. And then apparently Rudy Giuliani obtained a computer on it and no one's really seen it. And it's got everything from information that now Rudy Giuliani said, maybe it's inaccurate, but we need to see it, to underage girls on it, to somebody, to one email that says we got to give 10% to the big guy. Allegedly, that's Joe Biden, who's released his tax return. So no one knows what the hell they're talking about. And then Tucker Carlson on Fox News, the most watched program, did this interview with a guy who said these emails are all true. And then they're going to have all the documents. And it was a big thing. Last night, they were going to reveal all the documents. And this was the smoking gun in the election. And then here's what Tucker Carlson said last night.
My executive producer, Justin Wells, and I were in Los Angeles preparing to interview Tony Bobulinski about the Biden's business dealings in China, Ukraine, and other countries. So we texted a producer in New York and we asked him to send those documents to us in LA. And he did that. So Monday afternoon of this week, he shipped those documents overnight to California with a large national carrier, a brand name company that we've used, you've used countless times with never a single problem. But the Biden documents never arrived in Los Angeles.
Oh, my gosh. What company? So the smoking gun documents Tucker Carlson had, didn't photocopy them, didn't email them, didn't screenshot them, didn't digitize them, just mailed one copy, and he alleges that the package was opened and it disappears. Bum, 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 bum. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring in the Washington Post reporter, Paul Thari, and Paul is going to compare the stories of Biden's alleged corruption, which is what Trump is talking about, and the Trump family. So if you want to talk about families who are dipping in, well, we've got to talk about the Trumps as well. So, Paul, great to have you on the program. What do you make of the, let's start with the Biden stuff, because I get emails every day, no one's covering the Biden stuff, they're burying it. What's your take on it?
Well, there's a very good reason that most of the mainstream media is not covering it, because we haven't seen the emails, we haven't seen the laptop, we have a character like Rudy Giuliani saying these things exist without actually showing us the things themselves. And, you know, reporting is about verifying. And in this case, we can't verify these things. We have statements, but no actual evidence to rely on. So that's why we're not covering it. And by the way, we're covering the statements, but pointing out the fact that there isn't a whole lot of evidence to support those statements.
So when people say, what about the laptop? People have looked at it. And what about when Donald Trump said, who's the big guy? This shows that Joe Biden's corrupt. No one's following the New York Post. What's your response to that?
Well, no one's following the New York Post, A, because it's the New York Post, which does not have a great history of breaking major political scandals. But really, ultimately, it's about being able to verify things as facts and not just merely as opinions and politically motivated statements. At this point, without trying to cast judgment on it, all we have is a partisan, Rudy Giuliani, and a guy we've never heard from before, Tony Bobulinski, saying these things exist. We have a denial from Joe Biden and his campaign that anything untoward went on. So where does that leave us? It leaves us with a politically motivated campaign-generated scandal, quote-unquote scandal, that we can't get our hands around or find any evidence for. It would be irresponsible of us to declare that this was a fact when we don't know it to be a fact.
Right. What did you make of Tucker Carlson last night? He said he had the smoking gun documents, and then they just somehow, amazingly, they just vanished.
Yeah, it's the conspiracy upon the conspiracy. It's like a sub-conspiracy now, a plot twist, where we had the documents in our hands and somehow they were mysteriously taken from us. He is saying, but not really actually overtly saying, that somebody meddled and destroyed these documents, found them in whatever shipper was sending them, and got to them, and now he doesn't have the documents. Look, it all looks like some kind of weird reality show. Maybe call it America, the reality show. But again, these are claims, allegations, things that are in the ether. That's not journalism, and that's not the way we present information. We attempt as best we can to verify what is a fact and what is merely somebody's conspiracy theory.
Paul, in the toxic world where people keep accusing the media, the mainstream media, of lying and fake news, which is what Donald Trump says, you know, it's interesting, if the Trump campaign's closing argument is that the Biden family is corrupt, it's kind of ironic. I mean, is there more verifiable factual evidence about the Trump family? I mean, it was really Trump's two sons who took over the business, who said, we will never be involved in politics when our father's the president. And they've become surrogates on every political show. So what about the allegations of corruption in the Trump family? Any facts on that?
Well, this is a part of the Trump playbook, which is to take the thing that is said against you with quite a bit of evidence and then turn it on your opponent. In other words, if you call me corrupt, my best strategy is to call you corrupt. So to go through it very quickly, you have the Trump University scam, which was investigated and disbanded. You have the Trump Foundation scam, which was investigated by authorities and eventually disbanded. You have the broad array of emoluments by the Trump organization and by the Trump administration, business interests that create enormous conflict of interest. If you are the president of the United States, you have his taxes and the questions that have been raised by the New York Times about his indebtedness insofar as his tax liabilities. You have business dealings that bring into question the Trump administration's conflicts, like a deal that the Trump organization did last year in Indonesia, in which they received $500 million co-investment from a Chinese construction company. You have Ivanka Trump getting patents from China while she is working in the White House. You have Jared Kushner getting investment in his private company from the government of Qatar while he is a White House advisor on Middle Eastern affairs. So you have an enormous series of conflicts of interest, which are themselves quite verified and out front. For the Trump administration, for Trump to be claiming Joe Biden has a suspicion of corruption is a great irony.
Great irony. Well, there's an
irony. It's a nice way to put it. Let's
there's
put
it an irony. I understand. It, Washington it, Post media it, reporter, it, Paul Farr.
Let me go less far out on the rim and say it's disproportionate.
Yeah. Man, don't hold back, Paul. No, it's just wild stuff. This last 5 days is going to be wild. I just can't believe that they're making it about family issues when there's a lot of meat on that bone. All right, Paul, I appreciate you joining us from the Washington Post. Thank you so much.